कृष्णो योगेश्वरेश्वर वयसैरावृतस्तत्र गतस्तत्कर्म सिद्धये। भगवान, द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड, तत् दैट अभिप्रेत्य सीइंग कृष्ण लॉर्ड कृष्ण योग ईश्वर ईश्वर द मास्टर ऑफ ऑल मास्टर्स ऑफ मिस्टिक पावर वयसै बाय यंग कंपेनियंस आवृता सराउंडेड तत्र देर गता वेंट तत् ऑफ दोज गर्ल्स कर्म द रिचुअलिस्टिक एक्टिविटीज सिद्धये for assuring the result. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Master of all Masters of Mystic Yoga, was aware of what the gopis were doing, and thus He went there surrounded by His young companions to award the gopis the perfection of their endeavor. Purport: As the master of all masters of mystic power, Lord Krishna could easily understand the desires of the gopis, and He could also fulfill them. The gopis, like all young girls from respectable families, consider the embarrassment of appearing naked before a young boy to be worse than giving up their lives. Yet Lord Krishna made them come out of the water and bow down to Him. Although the bodily forms of the gopis were all fully developed, and although Krishna made them in a secluded place and brought them fully under His control, because the Lord is completely transcendental, there was not a trace of material desire in His mind. Lord Krishna is the ocean of transcendental bliss, and He wanted to share His bliss with the gopis on the spiritual platform, completely free from ordinary lust. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains that the companions of Krishna mentioned here were toddlers 2 or 3 years old. They were completely naked and were unaware of the difference between male and female. When Lord Krishna went out to herd the cows, they followed Him because they were so attached to Him that they could not bear bear to be without his association. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Padamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Kauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatyadeshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Pescha Kripa Sindho Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Kaurapapurandam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Jin bhakto ko Hindi anuvad sunna hai kripaya niche bhakti vedanta hall mein chale jaye.
And one more announcement. Please switch off your mobile phones or keep them on the side. Hare Krishna. So this chapter is very, very, the subject matter of this chapter is very, very elevated. And unless we have gone through the earlier cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam and understood that Lord Krishna is not an ordinary personality of Godhead. He is a supreme personality of Godhead. He is not ordinary person. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. And these activities are not on the mundane platform. These are not simple mundane activities between a young boy and a young girl. These are very, very elevated activities. And therefore, if one wants to understand this, then one has to be in the proper state of mind. Without that, it is not possible to understand. One may try to read the scriptures, try to intellectually understand, but unless one has purified his heart, these pastimes of the Supreme Lord will not be understood properly. So therefore, it is important to understand on the spiritual platform, on the pure consciousness platform. And here we can see that Krishna has given the topmost position to the gopis. And they are considered to be the topmost devotees of Lord Krishna. And why it is so? That is also we can understand. In the previous chapter, when Lord Krishna's description is there, that after the description of season autumn, rainy season, then the autumn season starts. And Lord Krishna, along with his brother, Balaram, he enters into the forest of Vrindavan. And Krishna at that time is very young, maybe 5 or 6 years of his age, very, very young boy. And Krishna, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's all attractive. All his activities are attractive. And Krishna in the beginning has allowed all these his friends, all the animals, all the residents of Vrindavan, in his eternal pastimes. And these pastimes are happening under the potency of Yoga Maya. Krishna's internal potency, which covers even his intimate friends and associates, so that they can reciprocate with Lord Krishna. And on that platform, Krishna can reciprocate with them on a very, very pure level. This is not a relationship between two materialistic people. On the ordinary material platform, this is considered to be very abominable. Or even one may try to enjoy, ultimately there is frustration. Because the center point is exploitation or sense gratification. How can I get more sense gratification from my object of sense gratification? That is the desire, that is the consciousness. But on the spiritual platform, there is a pure state, and that is desire to serve. There is no desire to enjoy, but there is desire to serve. On a very, very pure platform. And when this desire is more purified, then it transcends the selfish desires. One is not just thinking of his own sense gratification or how one is engaged himself or herself in the devotional service of Lord Krishna, but that pure desire reaches to the platform where one can see that everyone is engaged into pure devotional service of Lord Krishna. And in fact, sometimes the devotees, elevated devotees, they feel that I am not a great devotee. There are so many other great devotees. And even sometimes they may see even the new bhaktas, they will see good qualities and they'll think that maybe he is a more elevated soul than me. And that type of consciousness attracts Lord Krishna. And we can see that this type of consciousness is exhibited by gopis here. In the previous chapter, we can see that When Lord Krishna was playing on his flute, that time gopis saw that this flute is so fortunate because it is in constant touch with Krishna's lips. They were not envious that, oh, we should be in that position. This position, exalted position, is for us. But they were simply happy to see that the flute has acquired that position. And they were glorifying the flute. They were glorifying the parents of flute. And who are the parents of flute? Bamboo tree, father, and rivers, lakes are the mothers, because on the banks of the river these bamboo trees grow. So in this way their meditation was extending towards even the fathers and mothers of flute. And they were very happy to accept the fact. Even when they saw the deers, they were, even sometimes they, it may appear that they were feeling jealous of deers, because along with their husbands, these deers were able to hear Krishna's transcendental flute. And they were not able to do so because their husbands were not allowing them to meet Krishna. So the consciousness is quite important here. What gopis are exhibiting, that their desire to serve or to even see those who are serving Lord Krishna on a very, very elevated platform. And that's why gopis are considered to be the topmost of devotees. They don't have any ulterior motive. There is no desire to have sense gratification with Lord Krishna. They were serving, they were performing all these austerities because they wanted to have Krishna as their husband, the son of Nanda Maharaj. And we can see the age levels, they were very young that time. And they performed those austerities. Katyayani Vrat, as we have discussed earlier. And it is explained that, our acharyas explained that, although it may appear that they were worshipping this Katyayani, who maybe somebody may think that this is a material form of goddess to give material benedictions. But our acharyas explained that they were not materially bound. Gopis were not materially bound. And their desire was transcendental. So they were seeing everything in connection with Lord Krishna. And the purpose of all austerities, all charities, yajnas, or even worshipping demigods, is to achieve the highest platform, the spiritual platform, where one is a servant of Lord Krishna, or the servant of the servant of Lord Krishna. And in that way, one can achieve the perfection of one's life. And it is explained that Aradhito yadi hari tapasah tatakyam. Na aradhito yadi hari tapasah tatakyam. Antar bahir yadi hari tapasah tatakyam. Na antar bahir yadi hari tapasah tatakyam. So it is wonderfully explained that if you are performing austerities, worship, Aradhito Yadi Hari. If you are worshipping Lord Krishna Hari, then what is the use of any austerity? No Aradhito Yadi Hari Tapasatatakya. And if you are not able to achieve the Supreme Lord, then what is the use of those austerities? They are simply useless waste of time or physical endeavor. One may do a lot of tapasya many times, fasting, going to holy places. All these austerities are useful as long as we elevate our consciousness. If we do not elevate our consciousness, then still we remain on the same platform. We don't make any progress. It may appear that we have gone to holy places, we heard a lot of kathas or kirtans, participated, ate a lot of prasad. But ultimately if we come back and do the same things, then it is like Kunjara Shauchavat. Earlier Shukadeva Goswami has explained that just like it is bathing off of an elephant. Elephant goes in the water very nicely, sprinkles water all around his body, and it appears to be very nice that elephant is taking bath. But as soon as it comes out and it sees the dirt, it will take that dirt and sprinkle all over his body. And that is another sport for elephant. So, what is the use? He took bath very nicely, became clean. But again the same thing. So therefore, it is important to upgrade our consciousness. Consciousness should not remain on the same platform. That in the beginning, when somebody is there, or the beginning stages of Krishna consciousness, one may feel envious towards other devotees. One may think that, oh, why he is in that position, or why he is so elevated, why not me? It may happen like that. But one should know that that is a neophyte stage. And one has to transcend that. One has to receive the mercy of the Lord. Then one has to transcend that stage and should see everything positive. That how this devotee is so fortunate that he or she is getting the mercy. Especially spiritual master is giving mercy, then there is little bit of jealousy, envy. Why not me? Why always? So therefore, if you want to receive the mercy, then you should accept. You should be very happy. Really happy to see others receiving mercy. Then we will be qualified to receive mercy. If we think that I should be the one, then we lost the chance. So it's a great austerity, mental austerity one has to perform, which is more than the physical austerity. And when one prays sincerely to the Lord, then gradually one will be able to transcend that. One will be able to come to the higher platform. So therefore, it is very, very important that we cultivate this kind of consciousness, at least when we are on the sadhana bhakti platform. We should be always thinking that we perform our sadhana properly, our regulative activities, devotional activities, all the regulative principles. One should follow them very carefully. Then one will develop taste for serving the Lord. And then these higher things will be revealed. Not by reading the scriptures. That is all right, one can read, but one should not just read these sections. One has to perform service. We'll see later also how Prabhupada, resolved certain issues in ISKCON. And at one time in 1976 in Los Angeles, there was a certain group of devotees and they were trying to understand these higher rasas by studying, and they had made one group, Gopi Bhav Club. They wanted to understand the moods of gopis. They were reading the scripture, means those higher rasas and everything. When Prabhupada came, he was informed that such kind of group is here. Prabhupada was very, very angry. He was very displeased that how somebody is trying to enter these higher rasas. And he told that our mission is to preach. We need to give this message to the conditioned souls. At least bring them to the favorable level, favorable platform, where they accept the path of Krishna consciousness. They want to come to temple, they want to practice the activities of Krishna consciousness, and these higher rasas will be revealed in gradual, in due course of time. One need not separately make any endeavor to try to understand what are these higher tattvas. So, and in that way, Prabhupada, he gave a lot of instruction to his senior disciples that how this can cause great disturbance in the society. Because unless one is purified, one is free from material desires, one cannot understand this. And therefore he gave a lot of activities to his disciples that they remain always engaged in service. They do a lot of devotional activities, worshipping the deities, cleaning the temple, book distribution, and so many activities, preaching the message to people coming. So in that way, one should remain always busy in serving Lord. And if one does that, then gradually Lord Krishna will reveal. Otherwise, what is the difficulty for Lord Krishna? For Lord Krishna is there in the heart of every person, right? And within a fraction of moment, he can reveal. But he wants us to perform certain services and in a proper state of consciousness. That is very important, that we maintain the consciousness. Otherwise, even while performing service, one may develop some kind of pride that I am the best devotee. Nobody is equal to me. Nobody is greater than me. So like that, one may develop that. And therefore, it is very, very important that we always try to remain in the proper state of consciousness. And then we'll be able to attract the mercy of the Lord. Therefore, our acharyas have warned us, do not try to see Krishna. Try to serve Lord Krishna in such a way that Lord Krishna comes to see you. Right? This is very important. Otherwise, what we will see with our mortal eyes? With mortal eyes we cannot see. Unless Krishna reveals from within, we cannot see. Otherwise we will see it's a स्टैचू मार्बल स्टैचू नाइसली डेकोरेटेड बट व्हेन अवर हार्ट इज बिकमिंग प्यूरिफाइड देन विल सी दैट लॉर्ड कृष्णा ही इज स्टैंडिंग देयर गोपीनाथ इज स्टैंडिंग देयर दैट वे अवर विजन विल बी प्यूरिफाइड सो देयरफॉर इट इज वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट दैट वन develops a proper consciousness. And another point in this pastime is that there are certain rules for taking bath in holy places because as few days before our Prahlad Priya Prabhu explained that there are various demigods of various departments. He gave a wonderful analogy in our temple. There are so many departments and so many demigods he perceived wonderfully. So in the universal management, there are many demigods and they are performing their duties perfectly. There are no mistakes. We may think that why these catastrophes are happening. There are perfect rules. They don't disobey anything. They perfectly follow. If somebody breaks the law, they have to punish. It is explained that there are certain times one should take bath. And there are a lot of rules and regulations for even taking bath in the holy places. And the story of Nanda Maharaj is quite important. Nanda Maharaj, it is explained that once he performed some Ekadashi Vrata and then next day he had to take bath in holy waters. So, I guess it was Yamuna, river Yamuna. And it was about the time to break the fast. And in the early mornings, he entered the water, the body of water he entered. And he just entered a few minutes earlier in the water. Before that, some auspicious time, and it was detected. It was detected by the messengers of Varunadev. Varunadev is a presiding deity of ocean or water, and they found out that somebody is trying to take a bath at the wrong time. This is not the proper time. And they immediately captured Nanda Maharaj. They didn't know that he is the father of Lord Krishna. As soon as they saw that somebody is breaking the rule, just like on the roads also you will see cops are catching two-wheelers without helmet or just crossing the boundary, breaking the signals. As soon as they found they are ready, whistle, and they stop, right? Everyone has seen. So, in the material world, we can see on the small areas, there are so many rules, right? So, on the universal scale also, there are many agents are there. They are moving everywhere, we may not see. But as soon as they see somebody is breaking the rule, they note down. They are noted down. You may not get immediate reaction now. But they are noting down who is doing wrong. And sometimes one may become little bold to break the rules. Let me take the chance. Let me see who can come and catch me. So one develops that habit and breaking the rules, and ultimately sometimes they get caught. Anyone not in this lifetime, but after this lifetime, there is huge stock of their karma is waiting. And that is very difficult to describe. Right? Because in Kali Yuga we don't know how many rules are broken at within a minute. Right? People are just it's a Kali Yuga, it's a very dangerous age. Only hope is to chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we can get rid of a lot of sinful activities unknowingly we have performed just by once chanting the holy name loudly in the association of all the wonderful devotees. So that's a great benefit actually, that's a real hope in Kali Yuga. So Nanda Maharaj in this way was caught and he was taken. His friends, they were on the shore, they just couldn't understand what happened, where he disappeared suddenly, whether he drowned or Nanda Maharaj is not seen. So they were on the shore and then immediately Krishna could understand. He is the supreme knower of everything, past, present and future. He understood that there is some demigod, Varunadev, he is intervening, he is doing something. So Krishna immediately went. Immediately went there. And almost that time, they had brought Nanda Maharaj to Varunadev. Because Krishna also reached there. And Varunadev saw Krishna. He understood that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he started offering obeisances. He treating Lord Krishna so nicely. And then Nanda Maharaj was immediately rescued. And then when Nanda Maharaj came back, he was narrating this incident and he was wondering that how Varunadev was offering obeisances to my son. And he was describing that very happily to his friends. And in this way we can see that Lord Krishna can intervene. And Lord Krishna, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can intervene between the demigods. It is not that this area is only for demigods' control. But Krishna is the Supreme. He is a controller of all controllers. So therefore, Krishna's power is ultimately higher. So therefore, one need not fear worshipping Lord Krishna. Sometimes there is a lot of fear. If I worship Lord Krishna directly, then I had been worshipping so many demigods in my house, going to yatras. They will be angry. So that's a fear. And therefore, sometimes there is quite in the fearful situation when one is chanting. So therefore, it is very important that we don't fear. Therefore, Krishna is assuring, Ma Shucha, don't fear. Don't fear worshipping me. I will take care of all your previous baggage, all your previous sinful activities. Or even sometimes our prayers become quite weak. We know that Krishna is going to purify me. So we pray, please Lord Krishna, please purify me, but little slowly. Don't purify me. Otherwise, I can't handle that. So therefore, it depends upon how intensely we are praying. Sometimes we don't do that out of fear. So therefore, it is quite important that we need to depend on the Lord without any fear. Because as long as we have these material desires, these kind of impediments within Lord Krishna and us, till that time we will not be able to get the supreme mercy of the Lord. And Krishna also knows what are our desires. Even materially somebody may desire, still Krishna can understand that. So therefore, he may do the needful. We should be ready. We should not give up the path of Krishna consciousness just because our certain material desires are not fulfilled. That is a greatest test in devotee's life. One should continue the path. Srila Prabhupada also explained, many times told his devotees, do not leave ISKCON. Whatever difficulties may happen, but do not leave ISKCON. Just stay and do some service in the proper consciousness. And in that way you will be purified. So therefore, it is very, very important. And then I was doing some research on what type of baths are there and how one should be careful. Even in deity worship it is explained that taking bath is quite important. One should take bath to purify himself after sleeping or after the night and sleeping for more than 2 hours. And then it is explained that there are 7 types of bath. Anyone knows? We just know the taking bath with water which comes in the tap. We just fill up the bucket. But it is explained that there are Parthiva bath, that means bath taken in earth. I don't know how it happens, but but I've seen some devotees going to Ganga and putting some mud all over body and taking bath. That is very good. It's very purifying. But one should be careful that he is really praying to get purified from even subtle contaminations. So Parthiva bath means the snan. It's the bath of earth. Then Varuna snan, that means taking bath with water. And it is explained that at certain places, the holy rivers, Yamuna, Ganga, these are holy places. Even Jagannath Puri is considered to be very holy, holiest of all holy places, it is explained. Because there Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performs his pastimes. He bathed the body of Srila Haridas Thakur. And there also one can take bath. Our devotees are gone there. Maybe on our behalf also they will take one dip. So that is there. And at what times to take bath also, that is also explained. In the middle night, 6 hours, one should try to avoid taking bath. It's because that may affect our health also. And that is not good, as we saw the story of Nanda Maharaj. Then it is explained that there is Agneya bath, Agneya snan. That means the bath taken from the ashes of sacrificial fire. Sacrificial fire, not other place, not like those some sadhus smearing the ashes, not like that, but the sacrificial fire. So I don't know if somebody has taken bath like that. Then Vayavya snan means the dust raised by the hooves of calves. There in Vrindavan we may see that scene. In the cities we may just see the smoke of the vehicles. That's very contaminating actually. But you need to deal with that in the city life. But in the earlier days, it was all village life, and there were bullock carts going, and when the herd of cows would return back in the evening, it would raise a lot of dust. And it is explained that the dust raised by these cows and is very purifying. Some other cows are very purifying there for our consciousness and all our activities. People don't realize that. So dust raised by the hooves, that somebody can enter that and he'll get tremendously purified. So that is another. Then Divya Snan means when it is raining and the sun is also shining. So that is a particular type of bath. Then Mantra Snan, chanting the hymns and sprinkling some water on our body, Achman especially, that is also considered to be a particular type of bath. And Manasik Snan means meditating on the form of Lord Vishnu. That is very much purifying when we really meditate on the Supreme Lord. So that way one can become purified internally, externally. And that is our path. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has given us that path to us. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. He has explained that beginning. It's a beginning of our spiritual life, Krishna consciousness, is to first cleanse the heart. If our heart is not cleansed, then we can't perform our activities, devotional activities, in a proper consciousness. So therefore, it is very, very important that we purify our consciousness. And the process has been given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the chanting of the holy name. And this chanting also has to be done in a proper consciousness. Otherwise, even the chanting becomes mechanical. So, if you want to get the best results of chanting, then one has to give up the material attachments which may be there for many, many years, many, many lifetimes. And therefore, one has to sometimes introspect and try to find out what are the faults in me. I am trying to find faults with others, but those faults are within me, therefore I am seeing those faults. If I am pure, I will see everyone as a pure devotee. Right? That is the sign. But the mere fact that we are not seeing everyone as a pure devotee, that means we have still a lot of anarthas to overcome. And one should carefully remove those anarthas. And in that way, one can make tremendous progress. And in that way, one will attract the mercy of the Lord. So therefore, it is very, very important that we develop this type of mood. And this mood was exhibited by the gopis of Vrindavan. As we see in this discussion, these verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, that why they were the topmost devotees, Shishradha Gopinath. And it is explained that in Vrindavan, one cannot see or enter this on this platform if one has any desire to enjoy or desire to lord over. If any Purusha Abhiman is there, means one is thinking that I am the enjoyer in this material world, or even within a small domain, till that time one will not be allowed to enter And we can see in many stories that how even the great demigods, great devotees, were not allowed to enter certain areas or the Rasleela pastime of Lord Krishna. Once Lord Shiva and Parvati came, and Lord Shiva was not allowed because he is a male. So that time he was thinking that why I was not allowed. Then he was told that there is a protocol. Everyone has to be female in this area. So then it is, there are different versions, but it is explained that he took bath in Yamuna, and then Yamuna Devi gave some ornaments and dress of gopi, and then he dressed like a gopi. And some other place it is explained that he took bath in Mansarovar, and he actually became a gopi, and then he was allowed. But then again he was given the task of protecting the dham. He was given the some kind of doorman or a doorkeeper who stands at the door and allows certain people to come inside and restricts some other people. So Kshetrapal, so he accepted, Lord Shiva accepted that position of being Kshetrapal. And therefore even today we will see that in Vrindavan there is Gopishwar Mahadev temple. Lord Shiva is head, there is a head of Lord Shiva, and it is dressed as a gopi. So that is the particular pastime. So therefore, as long as one has this kind of abhiman or this kind of mentality that I am the enjoyer, he is not developed the mood of servant or being the servant of the servant of the servant of Lord Krishna, till that time one will not be allowed. One will not see or one will not understand at all. One may externally try to see something, but one will not be able to understand anything. And therefore, our acharyas have given us this path. And one has to be very careful that we don't transgress certain etiquettes while studying the scriptures or dealing with devotees or performing devotional service. And Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, whose disappearance day is tomorrow, who was a pioneer of our ISKCON movement, in the sense that he carefully guarded against all the deviations, and he gave the pure path of devotional service. Although Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and through his example he exhibited what is the path of pure devotional service, and he established that the worship of the gopis, that is the highest. Worship performed by the gopis is the highest. Ramya kachit opasana brajavargayam kalpita. Srimad Bhagavatam Amala Puranam. It is explained that lot of siddhantas he established. And he told that in order to deliver in Kali Yuga, one should read Srimad Bhagavatam, one should hear Srimad Bhagavatam from pure devotees, in the assembly of devotees. And in that way one will get purified. And the worship performed by the gopis in the proper consciousness. And after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance, there were many deviations occurred. And even the path of pure devotional service was misunderstood, or there were certain sects of people, they started certain services or certain sampradayas or upasampradayas which were misleading people. And apparently it was seen that that is also devotional service. They are also doing chanting, dancing. But when it was carefully seen, subtly seen, then there were a lot of rasabhas, mixing of rasas, and a lot of deviations were there. They were trying to transcend or transgress the path of sadhana bhakti. So therefore, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he took the task of removing all these upper sampradayas. And it is explained that he had listed down certain, almost something like 108 upper sampradayas, which he had to fight with. And some of them were like Aula, Baula, Sakhi Biki, Karta Bhaja, Gauranga Nagri, and Ati Bari. So these names also appear very scary, right? So what to speak of the practice in that. So there was one person, he was claiming himself to be the incarnation of Mahavishnu. Everyone must have seen that drama. Our Tiwari Prabhu, he was looking so scary. That was just a drama, but still it was difficult to see. So what can we, how much was there actually, when he was a yogi and he was performing all these mystical feats. Fire was coming from his head, and any police comes to catch him, suddenly some spark of fire coming from his eyes and all. So even the police were scared. And he was doing this, and he was claiming himself to be Mahavishnu, incarnation of Mahavishnu. And his mission was to remove all the Europeans from India. Some kind of different political motive he also had. And all many illicit activities were going on. And it was detected that he is a fraud. He has to be punished. But how to punish him? Who will take this task of punishing him? Who will catch him? In today's world also, people have difficult time to catch the underworld people. Very difficult to catch. They will hide somewhere. At least he was sitting in some jungle and he had his tent somewhere. But today's world is very difficult to catch. This task was given to Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Because Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur was very, very expert and efficient judge, magistrate. And even the British people had tremendous faith in him. He could resolve so many cases just by hearing once and within minutes. So they understood the power of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, that he is the person who will catch this pretender. And he was sent, and he went there. And that time he had a lot of people around him and all. And as soon as Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur came, he, because of his mystic power, he could understand who is this person, why he has come, what is his name and his family and everything. He was able to understand. He started speaking. And then, but still Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur was not moved. He understood that this is because of his all mystic powers, he is able to understand. And then he told that, I have come to catch you. And that time he had so much power, this Bhishaka Sen, that he was telling that, I mean, he didn't want to go first of all, but although he was caught, he was showing his power. And on a particular day, his Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's daughter was very ill. Even his wife was telling that, just don't take this case, just leave this person, otherwise we will suffer, we will die. But still, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was determined. He is told that, let us die together, but I will not leave this person. He was determined, because he saw that he is misleading people and he is doing so many bad activities. And he had gathered a lot of followers also, because he used to do all these kind of tantric things and cure people. And therefore a lot of people had developed faith. So when the case was going on, there were almost like 1,000 people standing outside the court to release him, that he should be released. That kind of followers he had actually. And on the 17th day, when he told Bhaktivinoda Thakur that I will send some thing and you will not be able to continue, your whole family will die, some kind of curse he was making. But still, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur didn't give it up. And the case was to go for 18 days, and on 18th day he was going to give some kind of verdict. And on the 17th night, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur developed a lot of chest pain on his right side. And he was not able to write, he was feeling so weak. But still, in the morning, he felt a little better and he wrote. And somehow he was taken in a palki that time to court. But still he went. And he gave the verdict that this person is cheater and he should be punished for 18 months in the jail. And as soon as this verdict came, there all the outside people started roaring, injustice, injustice, and started shouting slogans. So at that time, this Bhishaka Sen was taken in a bullock cart to the jail. He was taken. So that time one British medical officer, he had studied certain things and he understood that this person has got his powers, all these mystic powers, because of his hair, long hair. And if this hair are cut, then all his power will be finished. So he came with a scissor and immediately caught him and cut his hair. And as soon as his hair were cut, he fell on the ground. He fell on the ground. Weak, because he also had not eaten for 18 days. He had not drunk water for so many days. And still he was very powerful. But as soon as his hair were cut, he lost all his power. And all his people, those who were making slogans in favor of him, they became completely opposite. They understood that he was a cheater and he was trying to cheat everyone. And they immediately left from there. And in this way, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he punished this person actually. And the purpose was to establish the path of pure devotional service. That was a path. And we can see that how much difficulty he had to face just to give the path of pure devotional service. And our acharyas, even he prayed to have a son who is a very, very empowered person, a ray of Vishnu. and he was blessed with a son. Shri Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, Bimala Prasad. And he established another, he was, Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur was defeating all these Sahajiya people, and Shri Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur was defeating all the Mayavadi, impersonalist people. And Srila Prabhupada was defeating both of them, Sahajiyas and Mayavadi, both of them. So in this way we can see that how our acharyas have struggled to establish the path of pure devotional service, which is very simple. Srila Prabhupada many times says that Krishna consciousness is simple for the simple and difficult for the complicated. Somebody is simple, he will not find any difficulty. He will be very happy whatever service has been given. It may appear difficult, but he is happy to perform. There may not be any recognition. People may not realize, who is doing this service? Then, unassumingly, one has to do. But Krishna is watching. He is watching every day. Srila Prabhupada is watching. Who is doing what service in which consciousness. So they are witnessing all our activities, even within temple and without temple. So therefore, when we purify our consciousness, when we pray to the Lord to give us that consciousness by which we can serve on the pure platform, without any ulterior motive, without any duplicity, then we'll be able to receive the mercy of the Lord. And that's why we have to become free from any other material designation. Anya bilashata shunyam jnana karmadi anavrtam anukulena krishnanu shilanam bhakti ruttama. So in this way one will be able to attract the mercy of the Lord. And yes, so Hare Krishna. Anyone has any comments or questions? Yes, related to the topic.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, you mentioned that we should try to serve in pure consciousness, and we are a preaching movement, but many times it also happens that though we are trying to serve in pure consciousness, the other person takes it that we are actually trying to control them. That you should chant, you should read, you should come to temple. So how does one develop, that kind of approach that you are actually not trying to control, and maybe you are actually trying to control, especially with, family and friends. So...
We should know that we are not the controllers. So, we can guide people to accept the path of Krishna consciousness. We can't force. Prabhupada also says that Krishna consciousness is not an artificial imposition on the mind. Right? It cannot be artificially imposed on someone that chant, read, put tilak, dress, so many things. We want to show that he is a devotee now. Pakka devotee. But it doesn't happen like that. It has to come from within. So therefore, we can inspire by our own example. And that is the real preaching. When somebody sees that how much he is committed to his devotional activities, and he is happy performing that. It is not that grudgingly we are doing and struggling. He is happy. Krishna consciousness is a very joyful process. It's not a struggle, or sometimes chanting is like appears to be very struggling activity. It's not like that. It's a joyful process. We are praying to the Lord to engages in the devotional service. So whatever service comes, we should be ready to accept. And especially dealing with family people, one should not try to preach. Because unless they are devotees, they will not understand what you are saying. Especially when they are not favorable, then it won't work. But if they see that you are sincere, you are serious, and no ulterior motives, then maybe sometime they will accept. But one has to have a lot of patience. A lot of patience. And we can't assure. Can't assure whether they will become devotees. As soon as we try to push them that no, you become devotees, there is no, it is going to stop. So give them some prasad. Prabhupada says that prasadam is the secret weapon. Keep giving them prasadam. So they will become purified. So that's how we need to deal. And we have to be very respectful towards him also. It should not be now, I tried for so many years, they won't become devotees. So speak harshly to them. That also will not work. Srila Prabhupada, even his disciples, he told, Garga Muni and Brahmananda Prabhu, who were from a very, very aristocratic families, and they gave up everything to join Srila Prabhupada's movement. When their parents came, Srila Prabhupada told them that you offer pranam, offer obeisances to them. And they did. And that's how their parents were touched. They were seeing that how much they have changed. I mean, they are becoming so respectful towards their parents. Even Giriraj Maharaj, like that. So in that way, when they see that there is a real transformation in the consciousness, and we see them as parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. We see them as Krishna's parts, Krishna's servants, not our own immediate relatives, but they are related with Krishna. So some of them they have forgotten, they may not be practicing, but we have to transcend that, and one should see that they are really special souls, and we should see from still higher vision that they are still maybe special souls on the spiritual world. They may have some eternal form. Maybe they are now forgotten in the material platform. We are performing so many activities on the material plane, but on the spiritual plane, everyone has a spiritual form. And we need to reach that platform. So therefore, when we just help each other to reach their own position, that is the greatest service. And ultimately everything will happen by the sanction of the Supreme Lord. We may endeavor to give somebody Krishna consciousness, but ultimately Supreme Lord is the one who will allow, who will reveal the higher things. The system should help to become everyone favorable, right? So that's how we need to deal with everyone. Our immediate family and the spiritual family is a bigger family Prabhupada has created. We should see everyone in that perception, that everyone is related with Lord Krishna, and somebody needs some help, we need to extend ourselves, becoming the servant of the servant. And in that way we will also attract the mercy. Once His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was explaining that we are not aware who is sitting beside us. Right? Who is next to us? We see materially, he is wearing t-shirt, or this kurta pai, and so many things materially we see. But on the spiritual level, he has certain form, right? But because of our mortal visions, we are not able to see that. We may distinguish, oh, Prabhuji, Mataji, and of course we discriminate, don't come near, and so many ways. We may not treat certain sections of people good. But if you see that on the very, very higher platform, everyone is a spiritual soul. Everyone on the higher platform has some form, connection with the Supreme Lord. And in the material world we have forgotten. But Krishna can pick us up any moment. And one can reach to that platform. And if somebody is just engaging into devotional service, even for one moment somebody has performed your devotional service, that is the greatest credit. We never know that what result they will get by performing that devotional service. It is so powerful. Your devotional service is so powerful. They have taken Krishna Prasad? Yes. They have taken Charanamrit? Yes. Chanted? Yes. Coming to temple, reading some books. So many things they have done unknowingly, but they are accumulating so many pious or devotional credits. And the more purely we try to perform those service, Krishna will certainly reward. And it is just a matter of time when they will be freed from all this material tabernacle, material world. And our purpose of preaching to them or guiding them is that they become devotees of Lord Krishna. Right? Not they become my servants. Otherwise, we develop another parampara, servant of servant. So, we should see that if they are serving Krishna, that is wonderful. They may not be serving me, but they are serving Krishna, that is good. No problem. But we may get disturbed because somebody is not serving me. Right? So then there is a problem. Then we try to become controller. Somebody is happily serving Krishna, worshipping. We should be happy. Oh, very nice. Keep it doing. So that is the right mode actually. That way we need to upgrade our consciousness a little bit. Upgradation. Every day, every year we can think that how I was dealing some years before, I can't be doing that same thing. Otherwise, we are not making any progress. I have to change myself. I can't change everyone. Alright? So therefore, we need to change from within. We need to see that I have to change my attitude towards others. And then you will see a complete different picture. You will see that, oh, that was a problem with me. It was not a problem with someone. It was my problem. So then things will become clear. So that we need to do the needful actually. But here we can do. Any other question? Anybody has comments? Right. Okay, that was all right. Okay. Thank you. Granthraj, Srimad Bhagavatam ki Shila Prabhupada.